Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. Our guest speaker today is Brother Joshua Herrera. We want to truly thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join him now as he begins his message.
Praise your name, Father. Just like the song say, we say yes to you, Father. We say yes because there's no other Father, there's no other God like you, Lord. And I pray right now, everyone who's here today, Father, I pray that you bless them, Father. I pray those who are coming right now. And I also pray for the one hearing this message today that you may bring light to their lives and you bring forth, God, in the right time, the right individual, Father, to come and minister to them. And I pray that you be with them, Father. So thank you, Jesus, for their lives as well as the lives in this room right now. Thank you, Jesus. We praise your name, Father. And the Lord and the body of Christ says, amen, amen. Amen. Well, I'm not feeble, but I like what he says. Did you bring your Bibles today? If there's one word I like to recognize Pastor Fee saying is, did you bring your Bible today? And I think, and I don't want to say anything, but I think the day then, we all have to go one day. I think the day, if that day comes, and I hope that's later on in the future, but we don't have our lives counted. But I like to say that, did you bring your Bible today? Did you come prepared today to hear God's Word? I'm excited. It was one of those late minute things. And to throw it on top of that, and I'm pretty shy when it comes to certain things about myself. It's a double blessing for me today to be here. One, because just the privilege to be here and preach God's Word, but also that it's my birthday today. So it's an amazing thing to, you know, be here today and be able to present the gospel, present what God's given me today. This is a message that I've had maybe for a couple weeks already. I was able to minister this message at the rescue mission down in downtown San Diego with the women, and it was the right time, and I think right now also it's the right time right now to share this message, this brief message with you, and I hope you have your minds open today. I like to give very studies when it comes to science. I want to talk about a little about science today, how God involves himself in science and how he plays everything out in this scenario and what your body is made of and how everything you have in your body, everything holds together. There's a structure, there's a DNA that holds you. And I'm amazed at the complexity that God has because nothing else can come to it. Nothing can recreate it again. Man may want to come again and recreate something and make something out of what God did already, but it'll never come close and perfect the way he has it. So I want everyone to be attentive to it today. And I want you to say this word, all things hold together. Which brings me to my scripture today. And if you please open up your Bibles in Colossians chapter 1, verse 17. Colossians chapter 1, verse 17. I'm going to read this right now. And then once I finish this, I want to continue on with the scriptures. It says this, he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. Let me say that one more time. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. Aren't you glad that everything that you are, how you breathe, how you walk, and how you talk to people, God is in the middle of everything? Before you were not, but now in Christ, everything in him is like the center and it's the glue of why I'm able to breathe and why I want to walk right now. And I want to continue on with the scripture. I want to go back again, but that's our key scripture. I want you guys just to get to that right now. But I want to go into reading 16 to 20 right now. Please follow me as we read in the King James Version. It says this in chapter 1, verse 16 to 20. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions, or principalities, or powers, all things were created by him and for him. So when we hear these words, all things, again, I want you to count every single time you hear all things, all things. All things were created by him and for who? For him. Not for me. Not for my brothers right now who I'm talking to right now, but for him. It says in 17 again, and he is before all these things. He's before all of us. And by him, all things consist in the version it says right here. Verse 18, and he is the head of the body, the church, meaning us, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things, that's twice again right here, that in all things he might have the preeminence. 19, for it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. And I finish with 20. And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things, again, that word comes out again, unto himself. By him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. Why does this word continue coming out? I ask myself, God, why is it that all things and all things in you continue happening? And I think God wants to tell us something today. He wants to remind you that your life does not depend by what you do and by how you go about your life. Because before you came to Christ, how was your life? I was talking about this a while ago, for those who were here in the book of Romans, that my life is no longer, it doesn't exist anymore. So my life depends in Jesus Christ now. If my life depends in Jesus, then the old man that used to be no longer what? Exists. So I know that in all things, that everything that I am as an individual solely depends in him. Aren't you glad that you depend your life on him now and not on yourself now? I'm glad that I don't have to depend on Joshua no more. I can depend knowing that my steps have been predestined already. And I want to be very careful the way I'm using the word predestined, because most people can confuse that. Oh, so my life's predestined already, so it's already been done. And then my life is going to be a wreck because something's going to happen to me. No, that's not the point right now. The point is that he's giving you purpose. What happens with that purpose is belongs into your hands now, because you decide whether to make it to the left or to the right, or simply continue on what God has given you in predestining your steps. What happens is that we get out of that line. So I want to continue with this right here. I'm going to continue with this. I want to continue with today's discussion. I discussed a little about signs today. It's amazing. I was going into YouTube, into a bunch of videos, and knowing what cells are. If you were to take a cell, a ball of this, and I want you guys to take this, you can take the DNA, the strands, and it says that you can take that and take it even across to the moon. So we're talking about trillions of strands going up in one single cell molecule. And I think about, God, how is it that your complexity is so perfect that we still have the atheist believing that it just happened because it happened? I saw this doctor discussing this, and he put it this way, and his title was, I Can Prove to You Who God Is Without the Bible. And I was surprised when he said that. So he discussed the next point, saying this. If it was by chance, then if I have a bag of Cheerios, pretty much not a bag of Cheerios, but a bag of the alphabet cereal, and I throw them into the table, and by chance it's spelled out, hi, my name is so-and-so, that we know that something behind that has to be something complex, an intelligent individual. So now if chance was that, if it landed, pretty much in reality is that it might have a chance of having a word of it or at. But it's not full. It's not full. Why? Because there's something behind that. There's something more behind who you are as an individual that pushes you forward. There's something intelligent beyond you. And I'm glad that I don't have to always think everything throughout or have to think that I have to do everything on my own, because I know I can grasp in the knowledge of Jesus Christ, because he's given me the perfect manual to follow and to be guided. So if you hold yourself accountable, and I want you right now, everybody, to hold yourself accountable for just a moment and think about every single time you thought you had it together, but in reality, you didn't. So think about that for me. I think I have it all together. So I want to prove today that that's not true. We still need Jesus Christ in our lives to move on forward in life. And this is what it says about signs. And I want to go in with a little more cell molecules right here. It says this: almost 99% of the mass of the human body is made up of six elements: oxygen, carbon, hydrogen, nitrogen, calcium, and phosphorus. Only about 0.8% is composed of another five elements, which is potassium, sulfur, sodium, chloride, magnesium. All 11, check this out, are necessary for life. The remaining elements are trace elements, of which more than a dozen are thought on the basis of good evidence to be necessary for life. So why would God create certain things in our body to sustain us? Because he knew that if in order for us to live in this earth, we needed certain things, certain complex things that we cannot comprehend. But he knew why. He knew why it had to happen. Ephesians 1:4 puts it out this way right now. Even before he made the world, God loved us and chose us in Christ to be holy and without fault in his eyes. So I'm going again back into this. Even before he made the world, he knew who you were already. He knew where you're going to be at, where you're going to be eating, where you're going to be standing, and every second and point of your life. It's amazing how you are still alive, and until this point, you made it into your life. You made it. Is that by chance? Is there a chance why you're here today standing on your both feet and you can say, I made it on my own because I got myself out of bed and I brought myself here right now? I don't believe in chances. In Spanish, a pastor used to say this, and I'm going to see if I can translate this word. He used this word called diosidencias. So he would use that. These are God coincidences. This is not because I wanted to be this way myself. No, because God brought me here for a divine purpose today. He brought you out of darkness and brought you into what? Into light. Why? Because you chose to be led. It's through the faith that we come before the Lord. Someone had to come to you, to preach to you, to teach, to show you that you were not an individual anymore, that you needed something more to move on forward. And we all know that Jesus Christ was the individual who pushed us forward. He sustains us. If he sustains your life in every fiber of your body, you need to believe it. If you don't believe it, then we're mediocre Christians. I'm going to say it just the way it is right now. We're mediocre Christians because, man of little faith, you do not believe. Now, in the mind of Christ, our minds should think differently. We're no longer the old person anymore. We're the new person in Jesus Christ. If you believe that, amen. Let me continue with this. If you have made it thus this far, it's because it's been through the grace of God and you are a walking miracle. You have surpassed every challenge with the favor of God. He created your body molecularly to overcome obstacles. Talking about sickness right now, sister, and I know our Pastor Fee is sick right now. There's certain things happening in our body. God gave you defenses to defend itself from the viruses coming in. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. I got something else for you right now. The Holy Spirit works this way. When you let things in your life come in, the venom, the Holy Spirit is the antidote to sustain you. Molecularly, your body can defend itself. But there's something behind that complexity that pushes you forward. And we know that's Jesus Christ. We can take medicines. The doctor can give you something. And doctor, I'm feeling so bad right now. Please give me something. I need to sustain myself throughout the week. My mom always said this, that in order for you to get better, you need to rest. Check this out. When we rest, I define that as resting in the Lord. We rest in the Lord. Without resting in the Lord, we'll never be free. We'll never be, in other words, saying be set free for whatever you're going through right now or any infirmity. That's why people continue being sick, because they have not let go of the past. They continue living the past life, the old person, the old man that they used to be. So that's why their life cannot continue moving forward. So how do you expect Jesus Christ to sustain you if you keep believing that he's not all-powerful or that he's mighty in your life? Check this out. He created your body merely to overcome. You're overcomers in Christ already. Your body can endure anything when put to the test, because God knows how much you can handle and resist. You know that verse? He's not going to give you what? Anything more that you can handle. So remember on his promises. Hold on to the truth. 1 Corinthians explains it this way. The temptations in your life are no different from what others experience. I'm just paraphrasing here what the word has given me. And God is faithful. He will not allow the temptation to be more than you can stand. When you are tempted, he will show you a way out so you can endure. So what does that mean? You're not left alone. In school, they say no child left behind, no Christian left behind. So remember, because you have to hold on to the promises of God. You can endure everything in Christ who sustains you. And I love this verse so much. Psalms 139:14 puts it this way. Says that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Say that with me. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. And we do have such an awesome God that is in all the details of our life. Such details as shaping the glue that holds us together. Remember I told you in the beginning how many, everything always comes back in him. All things are created in him. Everything is sustained by him. God puts himself, I'm going to say that right now. God puts himself first in everything because he is almighty. I'm going to bow before the God who created me. He stands in the pedestal. Where does God stand in your pedestal? Or who God are you serving? That's the question I want to put right now. Is God up here? Is he sitting in the throne? I saw a picture. I'm going to use illusions right now. I'm going to get a little interactive today. So I'm going to come down here right now. I saw this in discipleship when I was back in learning this pretty much discipleship class. And there was man sitting on the chair. And in the other image was Jesus sitting down as well, but it was reversed. We have Jesus Christ under here, and we're on top of him. And I was like, God, what are you trying to tell me right now? I know it's self-evident, you know, it's very obvious that as our Christian life sometimes, we think we know and we think we have everything all together, right? And that's not right. That's just another tactic and another way of the enemy saying that you don't need God. You do need God. This is why you came to church today. This is why you came to church in the sense in being with the body of Christ. Not a place. Anybody could come to a place. But where's your heart at? Because you can come here right now. You can come before him, but your heart is not here. Your mind is not here. Your body's here. Your spirit, I don't know where it was left at, but your body's here right now. God wants to connect those two together. He wants to be the glue in everything that you are doing. says this, such details as shaping the glue that holds us together. It says in this verse in 15, the Son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For in him all things were created. I'm going back to the book of Colossians here. For in all him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. Whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him. I like how God uses those references a lot. I'm the one who's going to do it. It's not you. And if you believe me, and if you trusted me, I'm going to create something out of nothing. And I'm going to create something new because I've given you everything new. And if you have taken the promise of God, remember this. I'll put it this way to make it more practical. When you receive Jesus Christ in your life, he attached blessings into your life, right? Came attachments to them. He gave you the blessing of being prosperous. And I'm not talking money. I'm talking being prosperous in life. He attached grace into you. He attached mercy into you. He attached all the things that you requested for his glory. Thank you, Jesus. I want to go into my next point. I haven't given my 3 points yet. This is my left hook, but I don't want to throw it yet, though. I don't want to throw it yet. I want to go back into science again. I was so mesmerized. Maybe you guys probably saw it on YouTube somehow or not. But if you haven't heard about the word laminin, this is going to be the first time you're going to hear it. If you have heard it before, then you already know what I'm talking about. It's amazing, and I don't want this to be the center of my focus and my discussion today of laminin, but I thought it would be interesting to bring out this word. Everybody say laminin. Laminin is a cell adhesion molecule. It's the stuff that holds the membranes, or pretty much better yet to say, our bodies together. There's this preacher that gave the sermon, and his name is Louis Giglio, something like that. And it's amazing. He was talking to a professor and off in a university off the campus where they were at, and they had a big convention center and everything. And this science, and this biologist tells him, he goes up to him and tells him, hey, do you have a left hook yet? Do you have a message to kind of back up what you're preaching is about? He's like, you know what? I still don't have it yet. But he's like, well, let me tell you a word right now. Have you ever heard the word laminin? He's like, no, I never heard it before. Well, trust me, your mind's going to be blown away. I don't want to give it out yet. I don't want to give it out. I'll show you right now what laminin looks like. But before that, Paul discussed this very well in how God created everything and everything and for Jesus. For that everything in him, things were created. Jesus holds everything together. I am amazed that this cell molecule, the cell adhesion molecule, laminin, is a part of our body. If we don't have this cell molecule in our body tends to break down. It falls apart. This little thing is what holds you together. I'm going to show you in a few. But if you want to write these 3 points down, I want to say this. First, we need Jesus in our life to sustain us. Let me write that one more time. We need Jesus in our life to sustain us. Without Jesus in our life, we have no direction. And nothing can push us forward. Because he is the glue that sustains us. Second, we need Jesus in our life to guide us. I cannot be walking around in my life like a deer looking at the headlights waiting to get hit by a car. I need guidance. I need something to push me forward. I cannot do anything by myself. I have learned to depend on Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ only. Even if my circumstances might be difficult at times, I know I can rely on Jesus Christ. And not because I want to get something out of it, because I know where he got me out from. And I know if he can do it again, he'll make sure to do it again many times. And he'll get me out of a situation because I know that I trusted him before, that I know he'll take me out again. And third point, we need Jesus in our life to hold us together. I need him. You need him. We all need him in our lives to sustain us every day. So again, Jesus Christ is the substance which holds us together. And I'm going to substitute this right now. Jesus Christ is the laminin which holds us together. God created you with such a unique purpose and with the mind of seeing you grow to fulfill, complete your purpose in life. Now, I'm not asking you, and I say this very lightly, to seek your purpose, but to continue looking for Christ and seeking him day and night. He will complete what's necessary in your life to direct you to your purpose. If he created and destined you for greatness, he knows that all things are for you. Everybody say, he holds me together. And this is all because of one protein molecule, which is laminin. I'm going to show you right now what laminin looks like. I wish I can discuss this and our hearers can hear this out right now. But if you can look up the word laminin, you'll be surprised what is holding you together. If everybody can see right now, this is what laminin looks like molecularly. It's in the shape of a cross. It's in the shape of a cross. I'm going to show you what it looks like scientifically now. This is the way a true laminin looks like. It's in the shape of a cross. Now, like I said, I don't want you to let this be your guide, but I want you to know that Jesus Christ is the center and will hold you all together. This is just an example of how complex our God is, but so creative, that he holds you together, that he gives you life. He breathed life into you. He made you so uniquely. He made me so uniquely that I can be able to breathe, that I can be able to walk and do the things that I want to do. But it always goes back to him again. So all things, remember what I said? All things were created for him. So if I'm doing something, it's because he's giving me the right to do it. But that doesn't mean that I'm going to continue doing what I used to do before. See, we get the privilege sometimes of saying, well, I get to do what I want to do now. Yes, God talks about giving us freedom and liberty to do things that we want to do. But that doesn't permit us to continue doing the bad things. Paul discusses that. You know, we have the liberty, but don't be living that life that you used to live before. No, I've given you liberty so you can, again, do it through me and by me. I want to read this scripture one more time. Thank you, Jesus. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. And we do have such an awesome God. In that everything, in every single detail, he has shaped us to be the person that you are. He has shaped you to go beyond, to extend your territory, like the prayer of Jabez, to expand new ways. The way you used to think was so minor, so minuscule to what God has for you. I'm surprised that I'm able to stand today, walk on my own two feet, and be able to expand and to discuss how great God has been into my life and how great your God, and I hope that's the same God that I serve too, has been for you too. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. And when I hear the word fearfully, God was so cautious to grab you from the pit that you were lost in. In whatever situation at that very moment, and even right now, and I'm speaking to everyone right now, if you're going through a pit moment and you're going through a situation you feel you cannot move on forward, just remember where you came out from. Remember where God picked you up. There was pieces in the floor of you before. He brought them back up again, and he made a better you. He made something out of nothing. Only God can do something like that. No one else can. Not the psychologist can put you back together. Not the psychiatrist can give you medicine to cope with your feeling or press down whatever you're feeling right at that very moment. It's only through Christ that's going to put you forward, that's going to sustain you, and what's going to drive you to continue worshiping him. And I finish with this. If you felt that in the past week you thought that you had all things together in your life, let this be a moment to say no. No, no, I don't have it together, God. I can be up here right now, and I'm dying inside right now because I know that a couple days ago, and I'm being just very transparent, I had probably the biggest argument with my wife, or I had the biggest discussion with my son or my daughter. And I was supposed to be broken in the floor already because I thought that I was able to handle it like I used to. Mama knows best. Daddy knows best what he's doing. No, we don't know best. It's in times like this we need to grab on to Jesus Christ even more. I know I have to hold on to him because if I don't, for sure I'm going to die spiritually speaking. Spiritually speaking, I'm going to die spiritually if I don't grab on to Jesus again. And we need to continue. Why? Because there's moments in your life where you're going to feel that you feel like you don't have a way out. You're going to feel like, yes, Jesus is there sometimes. Or you're going to feel that that just for a brief moment, God, let me do it. Let me do my own. I think I can handle it right now. No. The enemy will come in. He'll confuse you. That's what you need to be so ready and prepared. Be ready. Grab on to Jesus. Grab on to him. This is the only way you're going to be able to live. Be sustained by his power and his might. Because in his right hand, we know what there's what? There's power. There's justice. There's justice. And he has justice for you and for me. Because he's going to pull you through. That's only if you're living the righteous life. That's how God's going to deliver. God's not going to deal with mediocre Christians. I've said that before. He's not going to deal with the lukewarm. He's going to spit you out. I'd rather be cold than being lukewarm. You know, I'd rather be cold. You know, I don't want to be a mediocre Christian. I don't want to show to God that, no, I don't want to be like this. So today, I want to close with this. And if you felt that this week was so difficult and you put God to the side for whatever reason you were going through right now, and you've probably maybe done it maybe months ago, or maybe this has been going for quite some time, I want everybody to, right now in this moment, if you want to, feel free and just stand up right now. Just stand up. And let's believe that whatever situation you're going through right now, God's going to change it. God's going to transform it. And we want to believe God is going to do it, because he will do it. You have to believe that he's going to do it. Nothing's going to happen. Nothing's going to move. And that mountain's going to move if you don't what? If you don't believe. Exactly. So I invite everybody, just please, just raise your hands. Let's stop praying. Dear you, Jesus. Dear Heavenly Father, God, we come before you right now, Lord. We know that we need you, Jesus. We know that without you, Father, nothing will ever hold together if you're not there, Jesus. And we pray right now, Father, because we recognize, Father, we know that we cannot do nothing with you, Jesus. It's because it's through you that we're able to walk, Father. We're able to do the things that we do, Father. And if we have in some way denied you, Father, please forgive us, God. We want to learn and trust in you even more, God. We want to depend on you, Father. We want to make sure that whenever the situation comes, we don't fall down and get weak, but we get strong because we know there's a God behind us, a God that's going to push us forward, a God that's going to make us see that with him, all things hold together, God, that all things are possible, Lord, because you give us the strength, Father. You give us the willpower to move forward because you are in us, Father. Your power is in us, and let us exercise that power, God, in the name of Jesus right now. Father, we pray right now in the name of Jesus, Father. Start working, Father. Start working in every individual person right now, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Work in us, Father. We ask right now, Father, start working, Father. Start working. We believe in you, Father. We want to believe even more, Lord. If we've been weak in that area, please help us believe even more. We need your help, Father. We need you, Jesus. So we thank you, Father. We believe that you will make a way for us, God. You will make the way, God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, God. We praise your name, Jesus. We praise your name, Jesus. We lift up your name. We give you thanks, Father, because you are doing it, Father. We believe in you, Father. We believe that you are going to make a way for us, God. You are a way maker, God. So thank you, Jesus. You open the gates, Father. When a door closes, you will open another closed door, Father. Because we're going to believe that you are going to do it, God. In time, it will happen. It will come to pass in the right time, Jesus. And we believe that you are going to do it. Thank you, Jesus. We believe in you, Father. We believe in you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. As we come to a close, Father, and those hearing us, Lord, my prayer today, Father, that you teach us, God, just like you say in your word, God, that everything that we're going through, God, you are holding us together, God. And I pray for every person in here, God, that they leave these doors remembering, Father, that you are there, God. You are there, Lord. You're pushing us forward. We're not going back. We're not going to look back, God, because the past is the past. We're moving forward because we are new creatures, Father, and we're renewed every day in our mind, Father, because you've given us that, God. Thank you, Jesus. We pray in your name, Father. We pray in your name that your blood, God, covers us, God. Thank you, Jesus. In your precious name, Father, we pray. We pray in your name, the church says, amen. Let's give a hand clap to God, man. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
The Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available here for you at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. For a complete list of them and to download all of our messages and sermons, please log on to our website at www.acts2-38-39.com or email us at amazing_grace@cox.net. From all of us here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, may God bless you, and thank you for listening.